ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus, Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
This shiur is on Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Dalad. We're learning the sugya of Yehargva Al Yavar, the Gemara in Ayin Dalad, and Aleph that says that Al Sholesh Haveris, one is Mechuyev to be Yehargva Al Yavar, Al Avizergi L'Raisu Shvichas Damim. And we pick up with the Gemara 8 lines from the bottom of Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, Maritzeach Yehargva Al Yavar Af Nara HaMarirasa Tehareg V'Al Tavar. And we'll begin our discussion with a focus on that girsa. In our Svarim, it says Tehareg with the Tuf. If you take a look at the long Taisus on Amud Beis, Dibramaschav HaEstra Farhasi Havoi, on the fifth of the wide lines in that Taisus, we find that there's another girsa in the Gemara. There are those that are geris Yehareg with a Yud. And Lechayri, it seems like it's a grammatical question. Tehareg means she should be Moisei Nefesh. Yehareg means he should be Moisei Nefesh. But really, this is the Yesod of the most important diyun in the whole sugya, because this girsa change from tehareg to yehareg is the chiddush of the Ribar Mardechai in Tosis, and he says it to be mechadish that the whole din of yehareg val yaver and gilui arayis is only for men and not for women, and therefore he says not to be geris tehareg, rather to only be geris yehareg. It's a gavaldig chiddush. It takes the whole halacha that it says in the Gemara that the aveir of gilui arayis is yehareg val yaver, and essentially, he cuts it in half. It's only true for half of the population and not for the other half. Now, avadi, he doesn't mean to say that the isser is only for the man or for the not for the woman, or that the chiyav misa is only for the man and not for the woman. The Gemara says in Bava Kama Daf Tesvav, Hishvah Katz v'Ishel Ishel Chol Einshin Shabbateira, and more specifically, Negeila in Yenenu, the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Lamid Beis, a very important gzeira is a katz of where it says v'nechasu ana fashreis ha'isais. And over there we learn that even though the Isha is passive in a Maisa Bia, but nevertheless the Torah considers it like a Maisa. And so the Lav, the Issa, the Karban Chatas, the Chiyuv Misa, all apply equally to the man and to the woman. But the Chiddush that the Ribbe Mordechai is saying is that the Chiyuv Mesiras Nefesh, the Chiyuv Yehareg Va'al Yavar, that the Torah says for the Aveir of Gilei Rais, that is only for a man and not for a woman. Where does he get this from? So he says, because let's take a look at the sugya. We say that the chiyuv yehareg val yaver by gilui arayis is learned from ritzeach. And then the Gemara asks, v'ritzeach gufu min alan. And over there the Gemara says, svarahu, as Rav told the poor guy who came and told him that Mari Derei is going to kill me. The Gemara tells a real life maisa that somebody was going to be killed if he doesn't go and kill somebody. And Rav told him, my chazis d'damad d'ach sumak tvei. You can't go and kill him to save your life, because what makes your blood any redder than his? And zuck the Ribar Mordechai. But there's a gavaldik kasha on that svara. Good, I have no reason to say that my blood is any redder than his, but on the other hand, what makes his blood any redder than mine? And why do we say at the end of the story that I should be dead and he should be alive? Fakert, his blood is no redder than mine, maybe he should be dead and I should be alive. Zuck the Ribar Mordechai. Avad, the svara of my chazis, could never be said to be mechadish that you must sacrifice your life for somebody else's life. Because mechadesi, what makes his life any more chashuv than my life? So what's the svara saying? All the svara could be saying is that since they're shkulim, it's an absolute tie. There's no way to be mechriya between my life and your life. So really, we don't know what to do. When somebody says, go kill him or I'll kill you, we have no way to decide what's the more proper course of action. And since we have no way to decide, so shevi al tase, you have to remain passive. Now, when Mari Deroi comes to you and says, go kill him or else I'll kill you, and you remain passive, so lemaisa, what's going to happen is that you're going to be killed. But it's not because there's a din that you should be killed rather than he should be killed. Really, the din is that we don't know who should be killed. We can't decide who should be killed. Memela shevi al tasa, and memela you are going to be killed. Kum dois zuk the Rebbe Mordechai, that the whole din you heard while you have by shvichas damim is not a din yehurg val yavah b'teres vaday. It's only a yehurg val yavah b'teres safek. It's not that the Torah decided that shvichas damim is doicha your life, or that pekuach nefesh is not doicha shvichas damim. Really, what the Torah said is that between saving your life and the aver of shvichas damim, we can't decide which one to do, so remain passive. Meila, when we then go and learn from shvichas damim to gilui arayah, zok the Rebbe Mordechai, what we learn is vayta the same thing. We're not learning that Gilui Arayis is a Yehareg Val Yavar, that the Aver of Gilui Arayis is greater than the importance of saving your life. Rather, what we're learning is that they're equal, that the Aver of Gilui Arayis is equal to the importance of saving your life. We can't decide which one to do. And since we can't decide which one to do, so we say Shevi Al Tasa. So if somebody comes and says, go be boil an Erva or else I'll kill you, we don't know. Should I be boil the Erva and save my life? Or should I refrain and not do the Aveira? They're equal, we can't decide. So we say Shevi Al Tasa. But if we say Shevi Al Tasa, if the whole reason for the Yehurg Val Yavah by Gilei Reis is because of Shevi Al Tasa, like the Rebbe Mordechai, it's going to come out that only the man for whom the Aveira is an active Aveira, and the passive course of action is to not do the Aveira and give up your life, he's going to have to give up his life. Masha Enkin, the Isha, whom the Gemara Nama Beis calls Karka Olam. Her role in the Gilei Arayis is a passive role. So now if the rule is that we can't decide what to do, so remain passive, so for her that means do the Aveira. Because for her remaining passive is to allow the Aveira to be done. It would take a kumba asay for her to say, no, kill me. She's not mechuyev to do that. And therefore, the Isha is not mechuyev to Maisei Nefesh for Gilei Arayis because of the Svara of Karka Olam. Now let's come back to where we began. The Rebbe Mordechai says that for this reason it's better to be goyis yehareg v'al yava rather than tehareg, because really only the man is mechuyev to meisa nefesh and not the isha. Then the Rebbe Mordechai says that the emes is the girsa is not so ma'akev. If you want to be goyis tehareg, if the svarim that you have say tehareg, it's nishkefer lach. Because there could be cases where an isha is mechuyev to meisa nefesh also. And that is, if the anasim are telling her that will kill you unless you do an active role, dainu lahavias ha'erva aleha, if they're demanding that she play an active role in the arayas, then in a chanami, zak the Rebbe Mordechai, she'd be mechuyev b'maaseh nefesh. But he's saying, but since the ordinary, and then you could be miyashiv the gerus of teharek, but since the ordinary maaseh bia is her in a passive role, so that's why it's better to be gerus yehareg. Now the svara with which he's pattering her from being Maaseh Nefesh for Gilui Arayis is a svar called Karka Olam. The words Karka Olam appear in the Gemara Nama Beis. But it's important to emphasize that the Rebbe Mordechai is not saying that this svar is the words of the Gemara Nama Beis. The words of the Gemara Nama Beis mean something else, and the Rebbe Mordechai actually is being medayik from what the Gemara doesn't say, Arayah to his svar. Zok the Rebbe Mordechai, and let me just mention Agav Urcha before we continue. The reason I keep on saying Rebar Mordechai rather than read it as the Rivam is because Stam Rivam in Tosis refers to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Meir, who was the older brother of Rabbeinu Tam and the younger brother of the Rashbam. But this is not the Rivam in our Tosis because his father is Meir. And over here, the Rivam in our Tosis is identified as the Rebar Mordechai. So this is somebody else. This is the Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, and even though sometimes Tosis writes it as the Rivam, but I'm referring to him as the Rebbe Mordechai. Now, the Rebbe Mordechai says that where he's getting this from is a diuk from what the Gemara Nama Beis doesn't say. The Gemara Nama Beis asks a kasha about the ma'aseh of Esther. Why was Esther allowed to be nivelo tachash veirish? Why wasn't she be mechuyev to be ma'aseh nefesh? And the lashon of the Gemara's kasha was ha Esther beferhes yahava, because the Gemara Nama Beis says that beferhes even shar aveiris have a din of the harik bal yahava. Frakti Gemara Esther for Hesyahavya, so she should be mechuyev to Maaseh Nefesh, even though it's Shara Veiris. So Taisus was bothered by Akasha, all the Balei Taisus, starting with the Rebbeinu Tam also. Why is the Gemara only asking from the fact that it's for Hesya, and even Shara Veiris have a din of Yarag Bal Yavar? Esther Lacher is the case of Gilui Arayis, and Gilui Arayis, even Betzina, has a din of Yarag Bal Yavar, even without the for Hesya. Why didn't the Gemara ask from Esther Gilui Arayis Havya? To that, the Rebbe Mordechai is saying, because klape the Aveira of Gilui Arayis, it was poshut that there's no chiyuv yaharig bal yavar on an isha because of the svar of karka olam. Now, even though when the Gemara asks the kasha for hesya, Abaye says a teres of karka olam, and Rav over there gives a different teres of hanas asman shani. That's because klape the kasha of farhesya havya, the teres of karka olam is just a svara. Abaye says, oh, since it's only karka olam, it's not as chomer, so there you don't have to be moitz nefesh. It's not such a big chilul Hashem. And Rava argues, and he doesn't like the teres. He gives a different teres, but that's all agabe the kasha of farhesya havya. There, the teres is a svara, and it's debatable. But klape the kasha, the unspoken kasha of Esther Gilia Rayas havya, zuk the Rebar Mordechai over there, it's more than a svara that karka olam should take off the chiyuv yaharig bal yavar. Over there, it's a logical proof. Over there, it's muchach and cheshbon, because since the whole makor for yaharig bal yavar regular rights is from shvichas damim, and by shvichas damim gufo you wouldn't have to be moisei nefesh for oshei the al taaseh. Memela, it's muchach that in Gilia Rayas you're not going to be mechuyev to moisei nefesh for oshei the al taaseh for a karka olam. So memela, the Rebar Mordechai says that the Shaka Patari Gilimara is like this. The Gemara took a look at the Mice of Esther, and to the thought that it should be Gilei Rayas, the Gemara knew that since Esther is Karka Olam, there's no problem with Gilei Rayas. That's Muchach and logic. But the Gemara asked the Kasha, but what about the fact that it's Bifar Hesia, and there even Shara Veiris? So good, it's not Gilei Rayas, it's not learned out from Shvichas Damim, so maybe there you should have to be Moise Nefesh even for a passive Aveira. And then Abaye said, but a passive aveira is safe, called safe, not as chamer, so it's not such a big chil Hashem. And Rabbi said, no, he has to give a different teretz. But to the kasha of Gilei Arayis, the Gemara never even bothered to ask if it was over there. It's more than a svar over there. It's muchach in logic that there can't be a chi of Yaharig bal yavar because it's learned from Shvichas Damim, and by Shvichas Damim, it's only b'teira safek, and b'meila it's only a din of shevi al pasa. Let's continue the discussion with the Torah of Reb Chaim. It's a well-known shtickle. It's the very first shtickle of Reb Chaim, Chedisha Ben Chaim Alevi al Rambam. The Rambam in Perakei of Hilchas Yisaydi HaTorah brings down that there are three averes that are Yaharig bal yavar, Abu Dezer, Gilei Rayis, and Shvichas Damim, and the Rambam is not machalik that Gilei Rayis is only for men and not for women. Zot Reb Chaim, it's mashma in the stimus hadvarim in the Rambam that he holds that Gilei Rayis is Yaharig bal yavar even for women. Now, granted, it's not mafurish in the Rambam, it's just a diyuk from the stimus halashin. And the Chazaynish disagrees with this diuk in the Rambam. The Chazaynish, in his notes on the Reb Chaim, the Golyanis Chazaynish in the back of Reb Chaim, he argues, he has many ha'aris on this whole arichas in Reb Chaim, but he begins by saying that he doesn't agree with the initial statement of Reb Chaim that the Rambam argues with the Rebbe Mordechai. The Chazaynish says, no, it's not muchach the Rambam, fakir, the Rebbe Mordechai had a very compelling argument, there's no reason to think that the Rambam would argue. So the machlekes Reb Chaim and the Chazaynish about whether the Rambam holds the chi of Mesiris Nefesh on the Isha, and the emes is that there's an earlier makur for this machlekes. It's a machlekes between the Kapis Tamarim and the Meches Chenoch. The Kapis Tamarim, that's Rav Moshe Ibn Chaviv, he's most well known for his Sefer Chedushei Maseches Sukkah, which he called Kapis Tamarim, so we often just refer to him as the Kapis Tamarim, but he also wrote a shorter Sefer on part of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, which he called the Yom Truah, and on the last Perek of Maseches Yuma, which he called Yom HaKippurim. Now, our Sugya comes up in Yuma Daf Pei Beis. The Sugya of Yaharig bal yavar is in three places in Shas Be'ikar, over here in Sanhedrin, Psachim Daf Chapei and Yuma Daf Pei Beis. Over there in Yuma Daf Pei Beis, the Kapis Tamarim talks about this discussion, and he is on the same side as Reb Chaim, but he actually goes even further than Reb Chaim, and I want to bring out this Nakuda. He names on, like Reb Chaim, that the Rambam is Machayev Mesiris Nefesh, not only for a Kumvase, but also for a Shevi Al Tase. And Zuk the Kapis Tamarim, not only the Gabi Gili Arayis, is the Rambam machayev and mesiris nefesh b'shevi al tasa, meaning that the woman has to be mesiris nefesh, but even by shvichas damim, the Rambam is machayev and mesiris nefesh, even b'shevi al tasa. What does that mean? So there's a case that Tosfos brings in of mashlichin oisei al hatinik. Tosfos says, imagine that they come and tell a person that we want to kill, the goyim come and say, we want to kill that baby. Tosfos says, a baby, because we want an example of somebody that's so small that he would die by having another person thrown upon him. So Taisa says, the goyim want to kill a baby. They say, we're going to use your guf, throw your guf down upon the baby and kill him. And Taisa said, you don't have to be Maisei Nefesh for that. That's the svar of the Rebbe Mordechai, that that really his blood is no redder than mine. There's no real chiyuv to be meiser nefesh not to kill someone. It's really just that we don't know what to do, so we say shevi al tasa. And over here, where the passive course of action is going to kill the other person, you let the goyim do what they want. They want to pick you up and throw you on the baby, you let them. Shevi al tasa. So the meiser, the baby's going to die. You don't have to sacrifice your life not to have the baby die. That's the sheet of the Rebbe Mordechai. The Kapis Tamarim says that Tosfos would hold, that the Rambam would hold, they have to be Meis Nefesh for that also. Because like I said, according to the Kapis Tamarim, the Rambam holds that there is no difference between a Kumva Asei and a Shevi Al Tasa, Sai by Gilei Reis, Sai by Shvichas Damim. The Rambam would hold that you have to be Meis Nefesh not to allow them to throw your guf onto the Tinaik. Where does that come from? The Svar of my Chazaz Damim Zach. What makes it good? My blood's no redder than his, but why is his blood redder than mine? So the Kapis Tamarim says that the svar of my chazis is not the real makar for the halacha that we have to be meiser nefesh not to be oivar and shvichas damim. He says, really, it was a Kabbalah. Chazal had the Kabbalah on these three aveiros that it's a yehar gval yavar. So shvichas damim is always a yehar gval yavar. And the svar that Rebbe said was just to sweeten, to give a little bit of a hesber to it, but that's not the ikr tam, the ikr, it's a Kabbalah mehar Sinai, that you have to be meiser nefesh of shvichas damim under all circumstances, and therefore even for the case of mashlich and esei alatinik, which is a shvichas damim, b'shevi al tasa, you also have to be meiser nefesh. Now, Rab Chaim is on the same side as the Kapis Tamarim, in that he holds b'shitas harambam, that you have to be meiser nefesh even for shevi al tasa. But Rab Chaim only says it legabe gilei arayos. When it comes to shvichas damim, when it comes to the case of mashlich and esei alatinik, Dr. Chaim, over there the Rambam will agree that you don't have to be meiser nefesh. But not because of the reason that Tosfos said that you don't have to be meiser nefesh for an avera b'shevi al tasa, but rather, Dr. Chaim, because that's not an avera at all. Because when the goyim come and they say that we're going to be mashlich you onto the tinoik, that's not an aveira of shvichas damim b'shevi al tasa. Over there, someone else is the ritzayach. You're not doing your ritzich of b'shevi al tasa. You're just doing a maisa evan ba'alma. You're the evan that's being used in their hands. You're the projectile with which they're killing somebody. You're the bullet. But that's not a maisa ritzicha. The ritzicha is on the part of the other person. Rab Chaim says there really is no such thing as a shvichas damim b'shevi al tasa. Rav Chaim says, really, even Tosfos doesn't think there's such a thing. Tosfos just mentioned this case as a way of bringing out the theoretical idea that lo yitzur there was a shvichas damim b'shevi al tasa, you wouldn't have to be meiser nefesh because there's no svar of my chazas to be mechayev meiser nefesh b'shevi al tasa. But really, there is no such thing as a shvichas damim b'shevi al tasa. The case of mashlich and esei latinoik is a case where the goyim are the reitzchem. You're not the reitzeach, and therefore, Zokt Rav Chaim, over there, the Rambam will agree that you don't have to be meiser nefesh, but not for the tam of the Rebbe Mordechai, that you don't have to be meiser nefesh for shevi al tasa. The Rambam holds you have to be meiser nefesh for shevi al tasa, just he holds it over here, it's not a meiser aveira at all. Al kol panim, while they have this line between Reb Chaim and the Kapis Tamarim, like by the case of Mashlich and Eisei Latinoik, but they're both on the same side in the broader question, they both hold Bedas HaRambam, that there's a chiv mesiris nefesh on an aveira even b'shevi al tasa, and mamela an isha b'gili arayis would have a chiv mesiris nefesh. The minchas chinuch in mitzvah reish tzadi hei, because he puts together chilul Hashem and kiddush Hashem, and he has a whole arichas going through all the inyanim and our sugya in those two mitzvahs together. B'seich advarim, he brings down this kapis tamarim, and he disagrees. And he says, no, avada, everyone has to agree with the svara of the Rebbe Mordechai. It's a very compelling svara. And he holds that Tosfos also, that the Rambam also holds that way. So the Minchas Chinuch holds, like the Chazayin Ish, that the Rambam is on the same, is really like Tosfos, that you only have to be meiser nefesh for a kumvasei, not for a shevi al tasa. So Nachamal, what's the shitas Rambam? Do you have to be meiser nefesh for a shevi al tasa? The Chazayin Ish and the Minchas Chinuch hold that according to the Rambam, you don't have to be meiser nefesh for a shevi al tasa, just like Tosfos the Rebbe Mordechai. While the Kapis Tamarim and Reb Chaim say that the Shitas HaRambam is not like Tosfos, not like the Rebbe Mordechai, and the Rambam holds that you have to be meiser nefesh even for shevi al tasa. The Kapis Tamarim goes so far and extends it even to the case of Ashlich and Eisei Latinik. Reb Chaim says, no, that's not a case of Shlichas Damim altogether, But al kopanim by gilui arayis, zekter b'chayim, the Rambam will hold that even the isha has to be ma'aser nefesh because b'yisoid there's a chiyuv ma'aser nefesh even for shevi al tasa. And now we come to the crux of Reb Chaim's Shtickel Torah. So what's taka the pshat in the Rambam? It's meduyig in the Rambam that he holds that an isha has to be ma'aser nefesh, not to be even gilui arayis. Because even though it's a Shevi Al Tasi, still a female Maisu Nefesh, the Riva Mardechai tainted so stark, we called it before that it was Muchach in Cheshvin. The whole Makar for Gilei Rayas is from Shvichas Damim. But Shvichas Damim Gufa, it's B'Teira Safik, my Chazis. What makes his blood redder than mine? But what makes my blood redder than his? We can't decide. So Shevi Al Tasi, how could the Rambam argue it? From where would the Rambam have a Makar to be more Machmir than say it's a Safik and Shevi Al Tasi Adif? Zukter Chayim. Because really, there's two pshatim. There's two ways to learn the svar of my chazit and the Riva Mordechai Nemdan, that the way we look at the scale is that on one side of the scale we put his nefesh, and on the other side of the scale we put your nefesh. And those are equal, my chazit. They're equal, but we can't decide what to do. The two courses of action come out to be equal because the two nefashos are equal. Dr. Chaim, there's another way to look at it. If the two sides of the scale represent the two courses of action, so on one side of the scale, there's an aveira. It says leisirtzach. Now, on the other side of the scale, anytime that we want to be matir and aveira, so we have to put a heter of pikuach nefesh on the other side of the scale to outweigh the aveira. Lamashal, if they're telling me to be mechal Shabbos, so on one side of the scale I put the chil Shabbos, on the other side of the scale I say, oh, but they're going to kill me, so it's a pikuach nefesh, and pikuach nefesh outweighs the chil Shabbos. When it comes to Shvichas Damim, so what do you do on the other side of the scale to outweigh the Leisir Tzach, you're going to say, but they're going to kill me, so you'll put your Nefesh. But just like if you save your life, you'll be saving a Nefesh, but if you don't save your life, if you sacrifice your life, there'll also be a saving of a Nefesh. That's his Nefesh. So your Nefesh and his Nefesh cancel each other out, that's the Maichazis, so there's no Heter of Pikuach Nefesh. And if there's no Heter of Pikuach Nefesh, so we're left with the Aveir of Leisirtzach. True, there's my Nefesh on one side of the scale, his Nefesh on the other side of the scale, those are equal. But the other side of the scale also has a Leisirtzach. And since my Nefesh and his Nefesh are equal, so there's no Heter of Pikuach Nefesh, you're left with the Leisirtzach. Which means that now, if I want to know what's the right course of action, should I do the Aveir or should I not do the Aveir? It's not like the Riba Mordechai said that really we can't decide. Avadi can't do the Aveira. There's an Aveira of Leisirtzach, and there's nothing to be matir it. You want to be matir with a Pikuach Nefesh? What kind of Pikuach Nefesh? My Chazos Damidach Sumaktvei, Dimu Damidach Hu Gavar Sumaktvei. We can't say that doing the Aveira over here has the mitzvah that it saves a Nefesh. It saves your Nefesh, but it costs his Nefesh. Maybe his Nefesh is better than your Nefesh. So it doesn't save anything. If it doesn't save anything, so there's no Heter on the Leisirtzach. So what's the end of the calculation? There's a Leisirtzach, and there's nothing being mounted to the Leisirtzach. So that means that now you can't do the Shvichas Damim. Not because we can't decide if you can or you can't, but for character, there's a compelling argument that you cannot do the Shvichas Damim. So Zot Reb Chaim, if you learn my Chazas this way, then when we say by Ritzicha that you have to be Harg Val Yavar, it's not B'Teiras Safek that we can't decide what you should do, so Shevi Al Tasa Adif. But it's B'Teiras Vadai. There's an Aveir of Leisirtzach. The only way to be Matur in Aveir is with the Pikuach Nefesh. But the Pikuach Nefesh gets upgeschlagen with the Svarf Maichaz as Dam and Dechzum Ktvei, so there's no Matur, so it's Aser. So we know B'Vados that you're not allowed to do the Leisirtzach, that you have to be Meisir Nefesh, you have to be Harg Val Yavar, not to do the Leisirtzach. Then if we learn from Ritzicha to Gilei Rayis, Ma Ritzach, Yehareg Val Yavar, Af Nara Mirasa, Yehareg Val Yavar, so that there again, it's going to be Pateras Vade, not Al Shevi Al Tasa Adiv, we don't know what to do, but Fakir, since the Aveira of Gilei Rayis is like Ritzicha, it's so Chomer, there's no Heter of Pikuach Nefesh, and therefore there'll be your Chiv Mesiris Nefesh, Sai on the man, Sai on the woman, it doesn't matter if it's Bekum Vasei or B'Shevi Al Tasa, because the Aveira Be'etzim is so Chomer that there's no Heter of Pikuach Nefesh. Now this Svar of Reb Chaim that my Chazis tells us B'teres Vadai they have to be Meisir Nefesh not to do the Aveir of Ritzicha is L'cheir Mefurish in Rashi. If we take a look at the Lashon of Rashi on Amar Aleph Dibar Maschel Svarahu, Zekt Rashi Shleisitcha Nefesh Chaveirai De'iketarti Ibn Neshama Va'aveira B'pnei Nafshoi De'leke Elachoda. Rashi Mamish describes the two sides of the scale and says, look, on that side there's Tarti, and on the other side there's only Chada, because there's a Nefesh on each side, but on the other side there's also an Aveira. Whereas on your side there's an even Neshama, Vahu La Yavar. And then Rashi continues, and he says, the Chiyam Rachman Alavar, whenever there's a heter to, like we described before with Chil Shabbos, whenever there's a heter to do an Aveira, it's Mishum V'chaybohem. You need to put a V'chaybohem on your side of the scale to outweigh the Aveira on the other side of the scale. V'hacha Gaber Yitzayach came in the safe Ik Ibn Neshama. So that means there's no V'chaybohem, there's no Maila in doing the Aveira. It's going to save a life. It's not going to save a life. So there's no maila in doing the aveira. There's no v'chaybehem. There's no pikuach nefesh. There's nothing to be deicha the iser. So what you're left with then is the iser. The chere, this whole arichas of Rashi is mamish speaking out the svar of Reb Chaim. Rashi and Pesachim also the same thing. If you take a look in Pesachim daf chafei amibes, Rashi the Pesachim my chazas the damid dach sumak over there. He also has a lashon. And over there also, it's quite clear that he means to be saying, not that since the two nefashos are equal, so we don't know what to do, but since the two nefashos are equal, there's no heter of pikuach nefesh, and so what you're left with is the iser of leisirtzach, and therefore b'teres vada, you're not allowed to do the aveira. So Reb Chaim says, the svar l'cheira, it's the Rashi's pshat in the Gemara, so machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos learns that machazus has meant b'teres safek, and brings us to the conclusion of shevi al tasa adif, while Rashi learns that it's Pateras Vadai. Now I say L'chaira, I'm reluctant to say Bavados, because L'maisa, what I have never understood, is two things. First of all, Rab Chaim, how come he doesn't bring a Makar from Rashi? But what's even more, in the Chazainish argues very stark against Rab Chaim, and he argues not only that it's not the right pshat in the Rambam, but the Chazainish, Ayin Shom, we're not going to go into the Chazainishes, but if you take a look in the Chazainish is arguing very forcefully that there isn't any makom misvara for such a shita. He holds that the Riva Mordechai's pshat is muchach in svara, in cheshbin, and he claims that there isn't any makom in svara to say Reb Chaim's pshat in my chazis. And l'chayr, it seems to me like it's Rashi in both places. Rashi seems to learn that way. So I have a tzarachin. I don't know why I'm looking at incorrectly in Rashi that the Chazainish didn't think that this was pshat in Rashi. And again, in Reb Chaim also, it doesn't seem really like he thought it was a mefurish or Rashi, because he's mechadish the svar, and he's not metzayin to Rashi. But be that as it may, we can only deal with the words of Rashi as we see them. And it seems like it's machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos how to learn my chazes. And that brings us to Akasha. Because there's a Rashi in Yuma, and Daf Pei Beis, where Rashi seems to say, just like the Rebbe Mordechai in Tosfos. Rashi in Yuma Daf Pei Beis, on the words of the Gemara, that Gilei Arayis is a Harag Val Yavar. Bottom Rashi on the Amud. Zogt Rashi. Avol hi einu metzuva l'mseres nafsha. Rashi says, Mamash, like the sheet of the Rebbe Mordechai, not like Reb Chaim was Badaik in the Rambam, that only a man, Rashi says, has to be Mesa Nefesh for Gilei Rais, but not a woman. That he ain't Isa Klum, because she's not doing anything to Karaka Oilam Ba'almahi, she's merely Karaka Oilam, Viraya Ladover Esther. And Araya from Esther, who was Nivolo to Achashveresh. L'chayri would seem like this Rashi is Mamash, like the Rebbe Mordechai. And if there's a machlaikis between the Baal HaTosfos versus the Rambam about whether an Isha has to be Meiser Nefesh for Gilei Arayis or not, Rashi clearly is on the side of the Baal HaTosfos that an Isha does not have to be Meiser Nefesh for Gilei Arayis. But here Reb Chaim said that the Machlokes is totally on how you learn the Svara of Maichazis. Is it a Svara of Suffolk and Shevi Al Tasa Adif, or is it a Svara of Bateris Vadeh they have to be Meiser Nefesh? And there Rashi seemed to clearly be on the other side, that it's Bateris Vadeh they have to be Meiser Nefesh. So the shaila is, how does it come out that somebody should hold that by Ritzicha there's a Bateres Vadai, not Al Shevi Al Tasa, but Bateres Vadai, they have to be Meiser Nefesh, and still say by Gilei Arayis that only the man has a Chiyuv to be Meiser Nefesh and not the woman? So the emes is that we find Mekeres and Rishonim for such a Shita also. In the Tosfos there in Yuma Daf Pei Beis, it's a very, very long Tosfos. It starts on Amud Aleph and then it takes up the entire Amud Beis, but I want, and most of it goes through a lot of the same raid as the long Tosfos here on our daf. But I want to be mitzayin to a line on the second line from the top from Amud Beis, where it says, "Va'oid Zogt Tosfos va'oid dehekesh dekra beretzeich sheherig biyadayim k'siv kasher yakom ish al re'eiru ritzachei nefesh. Tosfos over there says that there's a makom to say this chiluk that only a man has to be ritzachei nefesh and not a woman, even without basing it on the fact that by ritzicha you only have to be ritzachei nefesh for kumvasei nefesh for shevi al taseh. There's a va'oid, meaning even a chutz from that shekel teir, even if you neman that by ritzicha you would have to be ma'aseh nefesh even for a shevi al taseh. But that which we learn gilei raya's from ritzicha, zok toitzvis, what type, the hekesh is from the pasuk, kasher yakom ish ari eru ritzachei nefesh. Now what kind of a ritzeich is that talking about? Is that talking about a ritzeich, the poor hapless ritzeich who's never being thrown onto a tinek? Or is that talking about a guy who picks up a gun or picks up a knife and goes and kills somebody? Kikasha yokum ish ari eru ritzachei nefesh. Clearly that's a kumva say dikir ritzach. Zok toisvis. So true gili arayis is hookish to ritzicha, but it's not hookish to any old case of ritzicha. It's hookish to a kumva say dikir ritzicha. The main zok toisvis, what we learn from shichas damim, is that so too by gili arayis, a kumva say dikir gili arayis is going to have a yehar val yavar, but a shevi al tasa dikir gili arayis. Since that's not similar to the case of ritzicha that it's being compared to, the meila of shevi al tasa dikir gili arayis is not going to have a chiyuv of yehar val yavar. So Taizis over here is presenting this possibility that there could be a chiluk between the man and the woman by gili arayis, even if there isn't any corresponding chiluk by ritzicha, and that's l'chira. Like what we said was Mukhach and Rashi, that you could learn by Ritzicha, that is with Teres Vada, it will be even for Shevi Al Tasa, but by Gilei Reis, it's only for the man and not for the woman. Now, this idea is presented also different. We find a different Makar from the Balei HaTosfos to this idea, to this combination that will be Miyashi of the two Rashis, but with a little bit of a different Knech. It's the Balei HaTosfos that are quoted by the Ramban. The Ramban and Mochemes, there's a long shtick of Mochemes here on our Sugya, there's a Balamar and Melchemes, which Belined will still come to a bit later on, to what's the ikker crux of the machleks between the Balamar and the Ramban. But the Ramban goes through a lot of the important points of the sugya. And I want to call attention to a part that's near the end of the Ramban in the Melchemes, where he quotes V'chachme hatzarfasim oimrim. Chachme hatzarfasim, that means the Balei HaTosfos. And the Lashon, I'm going to read the Lashon, and the Ramban quotes from the Chachme hatzarfasim. The Esther Gilei Arayis Havoi, Umishim Karka Oilam Mutter. The Iker Hatzala Benefesh Bididekziv, De Hu Iskish Loretzeach. Zot the Ramban Vashem the Balei HaTosfos Vashem the Chachmei HaTzarfasim. That the Gilei Arayis that's hookish to Ritzicha is the man's role in Gilei Arayis, a man who's being over Arayis, and not a woman who's being over. A woman being over Arayis was never hookish to Ritzeach. Now, it's similar to the Va'oid that we saw in Tesis and Yuma, but it's putting the emphasis on the other side, the other half of the Hekesh. The Tesis and Yuma, the Va'oid, was saying, look at the Hekesh, it compares it to what kind of a Ritzeach? It compares it to an active Ritzeach, Kikashu Yakum Ish Ari Ehu. What the Chachmei HaTzarfasim and the Ramban are saying is that if you look at the Hekesh, it's saying, which kind of Gilei Arayis, which Aveira of Gilei Arayis is being compared to Ritzicha? A man who's being over on Gilei Arayis. It says, Kashayokam Mishra Re'eir, Ritzach HaNefesh, Kein HaDavar HaZeh. The Ramban's Chachmei HaTzarfasim are putting the Dagesh on the Kein HaDavar HaZeh. What's the Davar HaZeh? The Davar HaZeh is the man who's going and being Ba'il Anara Me'rasa. So Zok the Ramban, his aveira is hookish to Ritzicha. Her aveira is not hookish to Ritzicha. In the Va'oid, in the Tezis in Yuma, they weren't machalik that his aveira, not her aveira, is being hookish to Ritzicha. They were machalik that the aveira of Gilei Arayis is being hookish to a kumba asei dikir Ritzicha and not a shevi al tasa dikir Ritzicha. And the mele, what we learn from there to Gilei Arayis is that you have to moisten nefesh for a kumba asei, not for a shevi al tasa. But the Ramban Chachmei HaTzarfasim is a more lomde shechilok. What the Ramban is saying, B'shem the Chachmei HaTzarfasim, is that his Aveiru of Gilei Arayis, the Kein HaDavar HaZeh, his Aveiru of Gilei Arayis is hookish to Ritzicha, her Aveiru of Gilei Arayis is not hookish to Ritzicha. The Mashmos of the Ramban here is a Gavaldiga Yesod, that in Gilei Arayis, the man's Aveiru and the woman's Aveiru are looked at as two different Aveiras. And if there's a makor for Yehar Gval Yavar on one of them, that wouldn't be a raya that there's a makor for Yehar Gval Yavar on the other one. Even though Avada, in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, in the 613 mitzvahs, it counts as one, each of the arayas, Eishasish, Shanachisish, Tain, Eishasach, each one, there's one Aveira, and it's Noyeg B'Zacharim within the Kevites. It applies to both of them, Aber Lamaitza, like I mentioned before. The Gemara and Bava Kama, Daf Lama Gimel, there is a Bazundu Gizeres HaKosov that teaches us that the Isurim apply to the Isha as well as to the Ish. And what the Ramban Mishim, the Chachma Yitzhar Fasim is saying, is that since there's a separate Gzeres HaKosov teaching me that a woman is also Muzer and these Averis, therefore for the woman it's considered a separate Avera than what it is for the man. There's a stronger Lashon that's Mashim like this in Rabbeinu Yoina. The Rabbeinu Yoina on the Sugi of Yehar Gval Yavar could be found in the Chidushe Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina on Maseches Avodah Zarah on Daf Chav Ches. Agavrucha, the Rif on Daf Chav in Avodah Zarah, there's no Rif. The Rif doesn't go through it. Barichas here in our Sugi, the Rif's Iker discussion of the Sugi of Yehar Gval Yavar is on Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Ches. And over there in the Chidushe Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina, which is not printed on the Rif, but it's printed separately, he goes through much of our sugya, the sugya of Yehar Gval Yavar, and over there, in speaking out a similar yisui to what the Ramban says, b'shem the Chachma Yetzar Fasim, Rabbeinu Yoni uses the lashon, the isha han of Elas kishar aveiros damya. That's an example of shar aveiros. We have a klal that kol aveiros shavatera are yavar val yehareg chutz. But since the makor by Gilei Arayis is on the man's Gilei Arayis, not on the woman's Gilei Arayis, so the woman's Gilei Arayis, meaning that ister which is learned from the Menichus and Afashay Sa'isais, that blibes like Shar Averis. I mean, that has a din of Yavar Val Yehareg. That's again, the Rambam, Mishim, the Chachmei Tzafasim, and also Rabbeinu Yoina are mashma that the Isha's Aveir of Gilei Arayis is a different shame ister than the man's Aveir of Gilei Arayis, and the Mele Makar that there's a Yehar Gval Yavar on one is not going to be a Makar that there's a Yehar Gval Yavar on the other. Now the Ramban uses the Lashon of Karka Olam. He takes the Gemara's Karka Olam and says that this uses that to describe his Svara. But the Ramban means a very different thing by Karka Olam than the Balei Atosis meant. They're both explaining why the Gemara never asks Esther Gilei Arayis, have you? Because it's a terrace of Karka Olam. But in Tosfos, what it meant was that since the Isha is Karka Olam, meaning she's just a Shevi Al Taseh, so like Lefida Rebar Mordechai, that means therefore a corresponding case of Ritzicha wouldn't have Yehar Gval Yavar, or like the Va'oid of the Taisus in Yuma, that the corresponding case of Ritzicha was not included in the Hekesh, and since it's Shevi Al Taseh, so there's no Yehar Gval Yavar. According to the Ramban, the fact that the Isha is Karka Olam and is, in other words, is a Shevi Al Taseh, is just a way of saying that the Isha's role in Gilei Arayis is different than the man's role in Gilei Arayis. What that does is it makes it Kishar Aveiros Damya. It's a different Aveira. Memela, a Makar that there's a Yehar Gval Yavar on one is not a Makar that there's a Yehar Gval Yavar on the other. And there's a Gevaldige Nafkamina that comes out from this Yisoid. When the Rishonim say that the Gemara never asks Esther Gilei Arayis Havya, because over there it's posh that there's a teretz of Karka Olam, which Maisa of Esther are the Rishonim talking about? And the Emes is in the Gemara also, when we get to the Gemara on Amabez, in the Gemara you have to ask this, where the Gemara talks about Esther Farhasya Havoi, the Gemara brings in the Maisa of Esther. Which Maisa of Esther are we talking about? Because in Megillas Esther there's two Maisas of Esther. There's Esther and Perek Sheni, and there's Esther in Perek Chamishi. Esther in Perek Sheni, v'hikavetsu kol nara basula, Achashverosh was taking the narais, bal kercham. Esther was taken, el beis hamelech, bal kercha, and she was nivela bal kercha. Nervous, she could have been maisei nefesh. She could have resisted and given up her life. And to that, the Rishonim say that to that kash of Esther Gilei Arayis, there's an answer, that karka olam haisa. Then there's the mice of Esther and Perek Chamishi. Esther and Perek Chamishi, Mordechai sent Esther to the Beis HaMelech, and she was going Bekum Vaaseh. And could we say over there also that that's not called Gilei Arayis because of the Svar of Karka Olam? So the emes is, like Taisus already speaks out, that when we say that Isha is considered Karka Olam because she's a Shevi Al Tasa, so Zok Taisus, that's not Be'etzim. It really depends on the case. We mentioned before that Taisus and Pesachim says that you could be Miyashiv. Taisus by us also says that you could be Miyashiv the Gears of Tehar Gval Tavar, because in a case where she's Isa Maisa, then she would talk have a din of Tehar Gval Yavar. Now, Esther and Perik Hey, Avad is being Isa Maisa. She's initiating the whole thing. She's inviting and bringing Achashverosh towards her. So the chayra over there isn't going to be a teretz of karka olam. Esther's role in Perek Hay of Megillas Esther is not a role of karka olam. So what's taka the pshat? So we'll come back to that in a moment. But the chayra, the teretz of karka olam is not a good teretz lafi toisves. But lafi the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yoina, that the pshat in karka olam means that since the isha's role in a maisabia is different than a man's role. The man is being Bayul Har, Ish is being Niv Elas, she's Karka Olam. The actual Maisa Bia is a different Maisa for a man than it is for a woman, and therefore it's considered a different Averis. Kishar Averis Damya. The Torah answered this, and the Torah answered that. But then just because the Torah goes and says that this Avera is Yehar Gval Yavar, it's not a Raya that Avera is Yehar Gval Yavar, it's a different Avera, because it's a different Surah of the Maisa. That's true in every Maisa Bia, even if she's initiating and she's being Mavius Ha'erva Aleha, like the Lashon of Taisvis. But it's still true that what she does in a Maisa Bia is different than what a man does. If that's the vert of Karka Olam, not to make it less chomerdik because it's a Shevi Al Tassam, a Makom Safek, or anything like that, but just to describe it as a different Maisa, so that's true by every Maisa Bia. So according to the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yoina, that's what's meant by Esther Karka Olam Haisa. That's a teretz even for the Maisa of Esther and Perek Chamishi. That which Esther is not considered Gilei Rayis in both stories in the Megillah could be because of the Svarah of Karka Olam Haisa. But according to Tosfos, that Esther Karka Olam Haisa means that she's a Shevi Al Tasa. She's passive. And it's a Kasha Yakom Mishal Re'er or Tzachi Nefesh. So then, Avada, that's only true Lagabi the Esther and Perek Sheni, but it's not true Lagabi the Esther and Perek Hamishi. So then, Hadra Kushi Lodukhti, this is Taka, a good Kasha. Why wasn't there a Taina of Esther Gili Arayat Havahi on the mice of Esther and Perek Hamishi? And to this we find the Teretz from the Maharik. There's the Yasui that many priests can bring down from a Chuvas Maharik, Simin Kuf Samach Zayin, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch also. The Marik said, this Marik is referred to in Shulchan Aruch, but like I have a different part of the Tshuva. But what the Marik over there says is that the reason why it was mutter for Esther to go to Achashverosh is because it was a matter of Hatzolas Kal Yisrael. Hatzolas Kal Yisrael Shani. And even though Gilei Rais is a Yehar Gval Yavar, Zok the Marik, that means a personal Nefesh. A person has to sacrifice a life not to be over Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayis, Shvichas Damim. But that's a personal life. But Hatzolat Klal Yisrael, Anashim V'Tav Mehoidu V'Ad Kush, so that's different than Stam Pikuach Nefesh, Stam Yehar Gval Yavar. And over there, Esther held that was mutter even to be over on Gilei Arayis. That's the Yisrael of the Marik over there in Kuf Samach Zayin, and L'Chayro, whether the shail of whether or not you have to learn that way in the Gemara, that's totally on Tosfos versus the Ramban. According to Tosfos, Yitaka need the Teretz of the Marik. It's a big chiddush, and it's a little bit surprising that it's not mentioned in the Gemara, but l'chari, you have to come on to that Yisrael of the Marik, because the Gemara says, Karka Olam Haisa, or again, if we're, the Gemara is talking about Esther Farhesia, we're concerned about Esther Gilei Arayis, so that's really before the Gemara, the unspoken part of the Gemara. How come the Gemara never asks Esther Gilei Arayis, Havya? And Taisus says because of Karka Olam. Taisus is Karka Olam, which means that she's Mamish Shevi Al Tasa. That's only true Lagabe Esther and Perek Sheni. What about Esther and Perek Hamishi? Why isn't that Esther Gilei Arayis Havoi? So today you have to say like the Marik because that's Solas Kal Yisrael Shani. But the Fidra Ramban and Rabbeinu Yoina, that the Pshat in Karka Olam is that it's a different Maisa Aveira, and a Makur that Gilei Arayis of a man is a Yehar Gval Yavar doesn't mean that the Gilei Arayis of an Isha is a Yehar Gval Yavar. So Gendik, the Gilei Arayis of an Isha is never Yehar Gval Yavar. So therefore, to save her life, you don't have to come on to the Chilek Vatzol, it's Kal Yisrael, even to save one life. That Pikuach Nefesh is Deichem, the Gilei Arayis of an Isha. Now, once we've brought up the topic of this Ma'arik, which is an essential part of our sugya because we need his Yesod B'Hatzalas Klal Yisrael to explain the Maisa of Esther and Perek Chamishi, according to Tosfos' Pshat in Esther Karka Olam Maisa. I want to just talk a little bit more about this Maharik and add a very, very important Shuvas Neid B'Yehuda in Madura Tinyana Yerideya Simon Kuf Samach Aleph, where he puts a very, very important limitation on the applicability of this Yesod of the Maharik, and we see over there that there's a Machalikas Achreinim on the topic. Because the Neid B'Yehuda says that he saw Be'ezah Sefer Tshuvos, and he says that he's out of town, he doesn't have a Sefarim with him, and he doesn't remember which Sefer it was in, but he saw a Tshuva that was very upsetting to him. And in the footnote there, Mitzayin, that the Tshuva that he's recalling is the Shailas Tshuvos Shavus Yaakov Chelik Be'ez Simen Kuf Yudzayin, where it tells the following story. There was a group of people, families, men and women together, that were traveling through the forest. And they were attacked by bandits, murderers, and the whole chabur was in a sakana. They were likely to all be murdered. Among them, one of the nashim, one of the wives, was a ishi yifas tayar, and she used that kayach of hers to be matzel the whole group by being mefata, the arch bandit. And the shaila then afterwards was, one of the things that was being discussed by the Shus Yaakov was whether she did correctly or incorrectly. And the Shvus Yaakov said that she did a mitzvah gedayla, and he based it on this marik, just like Esther did a mitzvah gedayla, even though ordinarily Gili Arayis is the Harag Val Yavar, and saving your life is not a heter for Gili Arayis, but Esther did it to be masal all of Klai. So too, this Isha did it to be masal the whole entire Chabura. So she did a mitzvah rabbah. That's what the Shvus Yaakov writes. And the Neid B'Yehuda says, after writing that he saw this in some sefer of Tshuvos, he says, he says that he thinks that it's a big mistake what was written in this tshuva. He says, avada the halacha that Gilei Arayis is the Harag Val Yavar means that you may not use Gilei Arayis to save a life, regardless of whether it's a life of a yachid or a life of a rabbin. It makes no difference, a yachid versus a rabbin. That which the Maharik says, Hatzolas Klal Yisrael Shani, Zak the Neid B'Yehuda, Esther Shani, Shehoseh LaHatzolas Klal Yisrael Mehoidu Vad Kush, Ve'ein Lemeidim Hatzolas Yechidim Mehatzolas Klal Yisrael Minarva Adzakim Mehoidu Vad Kush. He says when we talk about Hatzolas Klal Yisrael, that means literally Hatzolas Klal Yisrael. It was the entire Jewish people that was going to be wiped out. For that, there's a heter on Gilei Arayis. But just because a lot of people are going to be killed, that's not a heter on Gilei Arayis. If we say Gilei Arayis is a Harag Val Yavar, you have to allow even the whole Chabura to be killed out so as not to allow them to be killed. So there seems to be a machlokes between the Shvus Yaakov and the Neid B'Yehuda about whether we'd be matir Gilei Arayis for the Hatzalah of a Rabbin. And I would bring this back now to the lumdus of what's more essentially our sugya. It says in our Gemara that we learn the din of Yehargu Al Yavar by Gilei Arayis from the din of Yehargu Al Yavar by Shvichas Damim. So now the shayla should be, what would be the din by Shvichas Damim? It says in the Gemara that we're not matir Shvichas Damim to save your life. What about, would we be matir Shvichas Damim to save many lives? Well, I'd be allowed to kill one person in order to save many people. And L'chayr, the svar of the Shvus Yaakov who was saying that we'd be matir Gilei Arayis to save a rabbim, to save many people, that would be based on the idea that L'chayr, we would be matir Shvichas Damim to save many people. And then we would learn from Shvichas Damim to Gilei Arayis. And by Shvichas Damim, there's a svar gedola to say like that. Because what's the whole reason why we're not matir Shvichas Damim to save your life? The whole reason is because my chazis, the Damid Yidach Sumuktfei, the whole reason why I can't kill him to save my life is because what makes his life any more chashav than my life? But if on one side of the scale there's one life, and on the other side of the scale there's 10 lives, so then objectively we could say that, yeah, these lives are more chashav than that life. It is redder, it is more chashav, more chavav l'fnei hamakom. There's a svar gedola to say that. So Mamela, it's mistaber that by Shvichas Damim, we would be matir the Shvichas Damim to save many lives, and Mamela, then it'll be mistaber that the same would be true by Gilei Arayis, and that will bring us to the conclusion of the Shvus Yaakov, that a maisa like that, Isha Sifas Tayyar did in the forest, would be mutter. The Neid B'Yehuda would be saying not like that. The Neid B'Yehuda would be saying, he says that when we say that Gilei Arayis is a Harag Val Yavar, that means even to be matzel a rabbin. L'chayri, that's because he would hold that when we say Shvichas Damim is a Harag Val Yavar, it means even to be matzel a rabbin. And now Misvara, L'chayru, we'd say not like the Neid V'Yehuda, because Misvara, we'd say, hey, over here, there's no Mechazis, but the emes is that there's L'chayru and Ofen Araya from a Rambam to this position of the Neid V'Yehuda, the Rambam in Perek Hey, Halacha Hey, of Hilchas Yisrael Yatera, talks about the case of Yidden that are together, and then the Goyim come and say, Tenu lanu echad mikem v'nahargenu, v'imlav naharig kulchem. There's a caravan, or there's the people in a city that are surrounded by Goyim, and the Goyim demand that one person be given over, and if you don't give over that one, then we're going to kill all of you. And the emesis is there's a lot of pratim in that inyan. It's based on Yerushalmi, and maybe we'll... Maybe at a different point we'll come back and talk about it in more detail. But Bekitzer, there's two cases. There's the case of Lo Yichduhu, where they didn't specify who they want, and then there's the case where they did specify. In the case where they didn't specify who they want, so there's a Davar Pashut, all the Rishonim agree, that you're not allowed to choose somebody and give him over. But the Rambam has a Chiddush, it's Machlekes in the Yerushalmi, and the Rambam, surprisingly, Paskins like Rish Lakish, and the Rambam's Shita is that even if they're umayached who they want, even then, under ordinary circumstances, you're not allowed to give them over. So let's say there's 100 and traveling together. And the Goyim come and they say, give us Reuven ben Yaakov, if they specify who they want. The Rambam Shita is that even then, they're not allowed to give them over. The Ramach is masig on that Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah brings it down. The Ramach, he doesn't, actually, it's not a Hasagi. He doesn't say the Rambam is wrong. He says, I know the Rambam is right because in the Tosefta it says like him. Even though, again, it's not in Gansen Mefurish, but that's what the Ramach writes, that he doesn't go into the Machlokes of Yechon and Rish Lakish. He says, I'm not arguing with the Rambam, because in the Tosefta it says like him. However, Zok the Ramach, but Misvara, he says it's very schwer. Because the whole reason why it says in the Gemara that Shiras Damu Zihar Gval Yavar is Svarahu. My Chazis, the Damu Zidach Sumuktfei, Dumu Damu Dahu, who Gavar Sumuktfei. And over here is like the Ramach, the Svara is for Kert. The Svara is to be Matir, because over here it's 100 Nefashis or one Nefesh, about the 100 Nefashis are Sumak Tvei. It's more valuable, it's more Chavav Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Svara is like the Ramach, I would think that you could give it over. But, he says, but I'm not arguing, because it says in the Tosefta like the Rambam. Al Kapanim, it's Mefurish in the Rambam. Again, in the Tosefta, it's really not as Mefurish because it's still Machalik Zabiechen and Rish Lakish about whether it applies even by Yichduhu where they specify. But the Shitas Rambam is that even if they specify which person they want, so there's Zichr no Cheshmin of my Chazaz Dama Didach Sumak Tvei, because Avadir is Sumak Tvei, nevertheless, the halach is they're not allowed to give him over. So why Taket is like that, maybe we'll leave for another time. We're running out of time in this year. But Al Kolpanim, what we hear from the Ramach and the Rambam together is that when you have a case of multiple nefeshos against one nefesh, on the one hand, this is what the Ramach says, on the one hand, the svara would be that you should kill the nefesh, you should be over shvichas damim to save the many nefeshos. But on the other hand, the halacha, and this is what we find in the Rambam, the halacha is not like that. That even if misvara is tzarachin, but the halacha is that you're not allowed to kill many nefesh. You're not allowed to kill one person even to save multiple nefeshos. And now, and that corroborates this conclusion of the Neid V'Yehuda. That's because the Chayre, this Shaila, the Machlokes in the Neid V'Yehuda and the Shvus Yaakov about whether we'd be Matir Gili Arayis to be Matzil many nefeshos, should the Chayre be telling in this Chakira whether we be matir shvichas damim to be matzil men and nefashos, which misvara, like the Ramach said, there's a svara gedolah to say that we would be matir it, and that's like the position of the Shvus Yaakov. But the halacha, as the Rambam says, is that we're not matir it, and that lechera is like the position of the Neid V'Yehuda. One last nekuda I want to mention about this Maharik. We keep on saying over the yisoid of the Maharik that he's matir gili arayis for hatzolas klal Yisrael. The emes is, that's not the main nekuda of that Marik. The Marik in Simon Kuf Samach Zayin in his Sefer, that's said almost agav urcha. The main nekuda and the part that's actually brought down the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, this Marik, the other part, is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the very end of Evan Ezer. Evan Ezer, Simon Kuf Ayin Ches, that's the last Simon in Evan Ezer. In Sif Gimel, the Ramah brings down from the Marik in Simon Kuf Samach Zayin, but he brings down a different part of the tshuva. What the Marik is coming to say is that the din that an Isha becomes Asur Labaila when she's Mezana, that din is not toloi on the Isser. And so even in a case where she thinks that it's mutter, let's say an isha thinks that what she's doing is not allowed, is not an aveira. But lemaisa, it was an aveira, meaning she thinks that she's allowed to have beer with a person who's not her husband. Aber lemaisa, the halacha is that it's aser, she becomes a surah lebaila. You don't need that she should be miskavin la aveira. Even if she's oimer mutter, she thinks that it's mutter, she still becomes a surah lebaila. And he says, and the raya to that is from Esther. Because by Esther, and here's where he says the say that we've been saying over, by Esther, not only did she think it was mutter, it was actually mutter, because it was lahatzolat kal Yisrael. And so it was takam mutter, and yet we find the agarata and Megillah, that kasher avadati avadati, just like I became a surah to one, I'm also going to become asur to the other. That from that maisa she becomes asur to Mordechai. So the Marek says that we see that the isur of Ishizinta becoming asur lebaila is not totally on the fact that she was miskavin le isur, even if she was not miskavin le isur, even if it wasn't actually an isur, she still becomes asur lebaila. So again, that's the main point that the Marek is coming to bring out, and the part that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. And as we may still see in the next year, it's negeh to our sugya also, a different part of our sugya, legabe the Seyid of Rabbeinu Tam that appears in the Taste of the Amud Beis. But the part that was negeh to this part of the sugya, legabe the Yehar Gval Yavar sugya, that's what the Marik mentions, Agav Urcha, that the Mice of Esther was muta because of Atzalas Klal Yisrael, which means that even though Gilei Rais is the Yehar Gval Yavar, but when it's negeh Atzalas Klal Yisrael, then it's muter, and like the Shvus Yaakov is Ma'irer, possibly one can clear that maybe even when it's negated to a Hatzolas HaRabim, there's also a makom to contemplate that it may be mutter. Let's return once more to the Machlokes, Rashi and the Rebbe Mordechai, in the Havana of the Svar of Maichazos Adam Nidach Sumuk Tvei, that we said before, that according to the Rebbe Mordechai, it really meant that the two courses of action are equal, and maybe we can't decide what you should do, so we say Shevi Al Tasa. But according to Rashi, it was a Tarti V'chada, and there's a clear reason why it's better not to do the Aveira than yes to do the Aveira, because there is no Heter, there's no Heter of Pekuach Nefesh, and you're left with the Aveira of Leisir Tzach. And the Shaila is, what's the counter-argument to Rashi's Svara? L'chayri Rashi's right, that there is an Aveira, and an Aveira needs a Matir. The Matir has to be Al Pekuach Nefesh, that you're saving a life. And over here, if whether you do the Aveira or you don't do the Aveira, one person dies and one person lives, so either way, you're not saving a life, or either way, the lives come out equal, so you blive with the Aveira. What's the svar to say fair character? It could be that this is really toloi on a shayla, on a chakir, about how we look at the heter of pikuach nefesh. Rashi used a lashon, when Rashi was describing the heter of pikuach nefesh, Rashi said, Yikara be'enav neshama shal Yisrael, that a neshama of a yid is precious in the eyes of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Rashi and Gittin also use such a lashon, chaviva lefnei hamakim in nefesh of Yisrael. The implication of Rashi is that the svar of pikuach nefesh is all cheshbonis in what does the Rabbeinu Shel Olam like better. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam told us to do mitzvahs. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam also loves the nefesh of Yisrael. Which one does the Rabbeinu Shel Olam like better? It's never a cheshbon of what do I like better and am I allowed to assert my ratzain ahead of the Rebbeinu Shlomo's ratzain. It's all what's the Rebbeinu Shlomo's ratzain. So the whole matter of pikuach nefesh is that just like the Rebbeinu Shlomo likes our mitzvahs, kaviyachol, the Rebbeinu Shlomo also likes our nefesh, our staying alive. In that perspective on pikuach nefesh, it's pashut that my nefesh and his nefesh are all the same. And memela, when I have a choice between saving my nefesh and taking away his, or saving his nefesh and taking away mine, it's a tie, and maybe there is no heter of pikuach nefesh, and you blive with the avera of leisirtzach. But maybe there's another pshat in the heter of pikuach nefesh altogether. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky talks about this chakir in his shiurim on Mesachas Pesachim, Simon Yud Beis, that maybe the pshat in the heter of pikuach nefesh is that the demand of the Torah that we should be, I say with Tzeinu Kirtzeincha, that we should be mevatel our ratzin to do the ratzin Hashem, that demand has a limitation. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands from us loyalty to his mitzvahs, that we have to make sacrifices and take away from what we want to do. I might want to have a geshmaka meal, but if it's not kosher, the Torah says you're not allowed to do it. So there are certain things that we have to sacrifice to do the ratzin Hashem. Similarly, if I want to make money, but it involves working on Shabbos, so I have to sacrifice all my money not to work on Shabbos. But when it comes to my life, and I have a ratzon, it's natural in every person that there's a ratzon to stay alive, an instinct of survival. And they come into conflict with the mitzvah and the Torah. There the Torah was megala and b'chayi b'hem that to this extent, the Torah doesn't demand that we be mevatel our ratzon to do Hashem's ratzon. There the Rebbe Shalom says, I'm mevater. You do what's best for you. And you don't have to sacrifice your life. You have to sacrifice everything else for the mitzvah of the Torah, but you don't have to sacrifice your life for the mitzvah of the Torah. So then, it has nothing to do with chaviv v'lefnei hamakon. The reason why I'm l'mashal mechal Shabbos, or I eat not kosher food to save my life, is not because the Rebbe Shalom weighs how precious to him is Shmir Shabbos and how precious to him is a Nefesh of Yisrael. The Rebbe Shalom, to him it's precious Shmir Shabbos. But the Rebbe Shalom recognizes that to me it's precious my life. And the Rebbe Shalom says, over here you can prioritize your Ratzon over my Ratzon. If that's the Pshat and Pikuach Nefesh, then Avad, the Pikuach Nefesh is only to get to my Nefesh, not somebody else's. The Hat of Pikuach Nefesh is not about saving a Nefesh from Yisrael. That's if it's for the Rebbeinu Shalom's good, Kaveyachel. But according to this Pshat, the Hat of Pikuach Nefesh is not for saving Nefesh of Yisrael, but for saving my own life. It's Dafka, that I don't have to sacrifice my life, because I want to stay alive. So then, the words of Rashi that I hear, there's no Pikuach Nefesh, because either way, one Yid is going to die. That svara falls away. Avad is a Hat of Pikuach Nefesh. I don't want to die. The Torah says I shouldn't kill Yenim, but I have a ratzon that I don't want to die, so there's a pikuach nefesh connected to the Yirtzach. So on that zok the Rivam, they're shkulim, we can't decide, so shevi al tasa adif. Rashi, who said that there is no pikuach nefesh altogether, because either way somebody's going to die, that's assuming that pikuach nefesh is al yikur be'inei hamakim nefesh mi Yisrael. But if pikuach nefesh is al that each person has a instinct of self-survival, so then over here, avata, there's a hetter of pikuach nefesh, not that there's a heter, but al-kapanim, there's a svara of pikuach nefesh, just like there's a svara of pikuach nefesh not to be mechal Shabbos, there's a svara of pikuach nefesh not to commit a ritzicha. To bring out this tzad a little bit better, mashal l'mah davar doyimeh, there's a halacha that when it comes to a mitzvah asay, one doesn't have to be mevaz beiz yosem mechoyimesh. Meaning, a person has money, a person likes to use money for his ritzenes, the Torah makes certain demands, you have to buy a mezuzah, you have to buy tefillin, you have to buy a shofar. But if it's you take up too much of your money, then you don't have to buy those things. Over there, the pashtus, the pshat is, because the Torah allows us to keep our money for our own ritzainais, and the Torah limits to what extent we have to use up our money on the Rebbeinu Shlomo's ritzainais. So Shmuel is suggesting that that's also the pshat in Pikuach Nefesh, that the Torah limits how much you have to sacrifice from yourself for the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and it says when it comes to your life, mamish, your nefesh, you're allowed to prioritize your own nefesh. Since it's all about your own nefesh, avada the svara does apply even klapi ritzicha. There is a svara of pikuach nefesh. I want to save a life. I want to save my life. I want to keep myself alive. And the melem, although it's not, there's the counter argument of my chazis, meaning that that's not strong enough to be matir leisirtzach, but a pikuach nefesh is doyeh. And therefore, the Rebbe Mardechai says that we could really say that there's shkulim and shevi al tasa adif. So it could be that this chakira in the Sivar Pikuach Nefesh is the sheirish of the machlaikis between Rashi and the Rebbe Mardechai.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.